Visit windownation.com. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP traffic.
Expect a few spotty showers in your Friday forecast, but that's not going to be until much later today, after about noon to 1 p.m. So this morning, you're dry. Clouds, though, have been moving in, so a mostly cloudy start to the day with temperatures 45 to 52 degrees, and then rather overcast for your afternoon and evening. 1 p.m. till 11 p.m., your best chance of rain. Highs today, just shy of 70 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
You're waking up to 55 degrees in our nation's capital, where the time now on WTOP is 3:59.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good Friday morning, April 9th, 2024. Welcome in. I'm Dean Lane. Coming up this early 4 a.m. hour on Friday for you here at TOP, breaking overnight early morning, Israel has retaliated and launched at least one strike in Iran.
Why a student's writings have led to his arrest and security being upped at some area schools. I'm Mike Murillo.
D.C. man indicted for a deadly hit-and-run outside the White House last summer.
A school bus crashes into a Virginia DMV building, sending two kids to the hospital. I'm Nick Iannelli.
Wall Street mixed, Asian stocks tanking this morning. Good morning. Welcome in. 4 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Explosions were heard overnight near a major airbase in Iran. Two U.S. officials tell CBS News an Israeli missile hit Iran. Iran disputes that. Iranian state TV reports Iran's air defense system destroyed drones in its airspace. CBS's Margaret Brennan on the two countries' nuclear capabilities.
Israel is a nuclear state. Iran at this point has a nuclear program, but has not yet, in the assessment of U.S. officials, made the decision to pursue a nuclear weapon.
More than 100 protesters against the war in Gaza were arrested after holding a demonstration for over 30 hours at Columbia University in New York City. Mayor Eric Adams.
After numerous warnings, campus security and the NYPD issued to the students and those who were occupying this space. NYPD officers moved in to ensure the safety of the campus, the students, and the staff.
12 jurors are now seated in the hush money trial of former President Donald Trump. One alternate was also selected. Five more are needed. Once the trial gets underway, adult film star Stormy Daniels is expected to testify for the prosecution. CBS's Robert Costa from New York.
She was also present at the creation of this alleged criminal scheme. Back in 2016, after Access Hollywood breaks as a story and scandal for Trump, as the Stormy Daniels issue percolates behind the scenes for the Trump campaign, she was a witness to some of those behind-the-scenes conversations about Michael Cohen and Trump and how they were maybe going to handle this situation from erupting as yet another scandal for Trump just before the election.
Congress is getting closer to possibly approving aid for Ukraine after a months-long hang-up. As correspondent Scott McFarlane reports, House Speaker Mike Johnson is dividing up the foreign aid into several bills.
What he's arguing tonight is that some of this money is a loan, some of this money will help U.S. defense manufacturers, some of this money is in the U.S. interest. But that has not satisfied those critics, including Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Trump ally, the Georgia congresswoman, who again today told us she's still considering moving forward with her effort to remove Johnson. And issue number one when she discusses this is Ukraine money.
Defense attorneys for murder suspect Brian Koberger claim he has an alibi the night four University of Idaho students were killed in 2022. CBS's Carter Evans.
The Gonsalves family tells CBS News they're relieved to finally see the alibi information, and it actually makes them feel more confident about the prosecution. They're just frustrated with all the delays in the case.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
It's the final days of Diamonds Direct Spring Sale. This is your last chance to get 20% off store-wide. Plus, book an appointment and you'll get an additional $100 off your purchase. You don't want to miss this. 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. And a huge selection of the latest styles with in-store designer appearances. 20% off ends this Sunday. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
WTOP at 4:03. Good Friday morning, April 19th, 2024. Welcome in. Glad you're with us here at TOP. Mostly cloudy, comfortable, 65 to 70 for the high this Friday, says Veronica. 55 you're waking up to right now. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. Thank you for taking us along for your 4 a.m. hour early morning ride. Was it fiction or a plan locally to shoot up an area school for real? Police believe this morning the latter, apparently in this case, is true regarding the writings of a local Montgomery County high school student. WTOP's Mike Murillo says the student is now, this morning, under arrest.
When police and the FBI were tipped off to what 18-year-old Andrea Ia, who goes by Alex, wrote in the 129-page Google document, they believed the words were closer to fact. The Rockville teen's writings about an Asian main character that is transgender who wanted to shoot up his school included elements that investigators believe are similar to Ia, who is a Wooten High School student. According to court documents, the character also talks about targeting either a high school or an elementary school to become famous or infamous. The Google document began with a line that said the details inside were fictional, but police with it were able to search the student's home and devices and uncovered Google searches into previous school shootings and bomb making, among other things. The investigation also revealed the teen was hospitalized twice for threatening to shoot up a school while also having suicidal thoughts. Ia has been charged with making a threat of mass violence. While it doesn't appear any weapons were found, documents did say he bought a BB gun online without his parents' knowledge earlier. Montgomery County Public Schools says the student has been learning virtually only since 2022. Security has been stepped up outside county schools, including Wooten. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
WTOP at 4:05 Friday morning. A D.C. man indicted by a grand jury this week for a deadly hit and run near the National Mall in July of last year in the summer. Police believe and say that 33-year-old Benjamin Robertson was fleeing a traffic stop involving Secret Service officers at the time when he hit, at that time, 75-year-old Bing Wong and his 13-year-old granddaughter at the intersection of 17th Street and Constitution Avenue. Wong was visiting his family from Philadelphia. He later died. His granddaughter suffered minor injuries, but is expected to be okay. Robertson is charged this morning with second-degree murder of a senior citizen, assault with a dangerous weapon, fleeing law enforcement, and other charges. WTOP at 4:06. Two children were taken to the hospital on Thursday after a school bus crash on Thursday morning locally in Fairfax County. WTOP's Nick Iannelli was at the scene at the intersection of Braddock and Burke Station Roads.
There are deep tire tracks in the grass leading from the road to the DMV building and a big dent in the building where the school bus hit. Fairfax County Police say the school bus driver swerved and crashed after a second vehicle failed to yield. The bus driver and two kids were taken to the hospital, but they are expected to be okay. Some DMV customers, including Carol Ann Mariolo, showed up here confused about why the building had been closed.
I had an appointment. I came here and I just see that it's closed. I'm just glad to hear that nobody was seriously hurt, so that's more important than my appointment.
The driver of that second vehicle was given a ticket for failing to yield. In Fairfax County, Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Speaking of driving, the speed limit is changing along a local busy Montgomery County road where a pedestrian was hit and killed late last year. WTOP's Scott Gelman reports it's an area where many drivers are usually speeding.
The speed limit here along Beers Mill Road between Edmonston Drive and Twin Brook Parkway is getting lowered from 40 to 35. Eric Florence with the Maryland State Highway Administration explains when drivers are speeding, it means the road conditions make them feel safe doing it.
When we come across that, we have to kind of put in measures to get people to slow down.
One of those measures is resurfacing. Once that's finished, these lanes won't be as big.
It makes the driver drive a little slower because naturally, you drive slower when you feel like you don't have as much room to operate.
The agency found that many people here are driving around 45, which is already over the current speed limit. Last December, a pedestrian crossing the street here near Atlantic Avenue was hit and killed.
SHA's priority is safety.
In Montgomery County, Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
4:07 Friday morning, two planes nearly collided at Reagan National Thursday morning. The FAA says an air traffic controller gave a Southwest Airlines plane the green light to cross a runway as a JetBlue plane was lining up to take off from that very same runway. ABC News and Good Morning America aviation analyst John Nance says the two aircrafts were only two plane lengths apart. We asked Nance what can be done to prevent these types of near misses from happening.
The solutions long term are to ramp up the number of air traffic controllers and the training and keep that pipeline going at a higher level than it has been in the past. And secondly, to continue to look for ways that equipment can help us, because there has been a tremendous improvement in the ability to track airplanes on the ground electronically and things of that nature. So we've got to work on several different fronts. But first, last and always, we're dealing with human beings. And we've got to understand that the way to handle human error is to build a system that can absorb the errors that we cannot stop.
The FAA is said to be investigating. Good Friday morning, April 19th. Glad you're with us. 408 on WTOP. Welcome
Michael
in.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son. I think your weather on the 8s and when it breaks. Good morning to Ken Berger with us this early hour in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dean. Well, you mentioned Veers Mill Road. Had some road work out there on Veers Mill between Twin Brook Parkway and Aspen Hill Road. Currently on the eastbound side, the right lane remains blocked because of that activity. One lane is open to the left. Now, there was road work also on the westbound side. That part has been cleared, so only the road work is on the eastbound side. Also in Montgomery County, the police activity on the Beltway's inner loop over by New Hampshire Avenue has been cleared, so all lanes are now open from 270 to 95, and you'll find no delays anywhere on the Beltway, also either side between 95 all the way to and across the Wilson Bridge. All the scheduled maintenance activity that was for the Wilson Bridge has been ended for the evening, so we shouldn't have to worry about any closures of the Wilson Bridge. We also have road work in Montgomery County northbound, north of the Beltway, heading off and on out to Old Hundred Road, but traffic getting by now without any kind of difficulty. And the road work in Virginia south of the Legion Bridge has been cleared. All lanes are open and no major delays south of the Potomac River to and past the Dulles Toll Road. But in Virginia, still have a couple of work zones still active, including on the northbound side down in Fredericksburg between Plank Road heading to the Rappahannock River. Lanes to the right are alternating closures. Only the far left lane is open. If you're looking for carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson. With 3 years free maintenance, go to fitzmall.com for the no-haggle, no-hassle price. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Cloud cover moving on in now, and there will be some rain from it during your afternoon. So this morning will be mostly cloudy, temperatures starting out between 45 and 52 degrees. Your drive for the morning rush and just past lunchtime, that's when we'll start to see some of the first rain showers right through your 11 p.m. hour. So wet for your evening out, highs today in the upper 60s. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Around the region right now, we're looking at 53 degrees, Tysons, 52 Waldorf. We're at 55 and holding in our nation's capital, brought to you on WTOP Friday morning by Longfence. Save 25% on Longfence decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest financing. Terms and conditions do apply. Check them out. Go to longfence.com. Time now to check your money news with Jeff Claybaugh on WTOP Friday morning.
Existing home sales fell last month. All cash buyers accounted for 1 in 4 sales. EV maker Rivian is cutting jobs for the second time this year. French restaurant Le Grand Boucherie has opened its 14,000-square-foot, two-level restaurant in the historic Federal American Bank building at 14th and G Northwest. The Dow finished Thursday session up 22 points. The Nasdaq lost 82. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Asian stock markets have been tanking this overnight early morning. The Kospi's down by 43 points. The Shanghai is down 9 points. The Hang Seng is down 151 points, and the Nikkei is down over 1,000 points this morning. Shifting gears, come on back. We're going to check out stuff for you to watch this weekend on WTOP, where the time now is 4:12. Don't go away.
For home digging projects, there's do-it-yourself or hire it out. Either way, it's crucial to contact Miss Utility before digging to prevent costly and dangerous utility strikes in your yard. So for tree planting, gardening, fence and mailbox installation, and more, whether it's you or your contractor, confirm that whoever is digging visits missutility.net or calls 811. Before you dig, every dig, it's the law.
Now, baby, takes the morning train.
You're with WTOP, Van Dean Lane.
Attention men and women. If you're experiencing thinning hair and hair loss, this year, grow your hair back at growyourhairback.com. DC's locally owned medical clinic specializing only in hair restoration with proven results. Call 703-763-0118 or growyourhairback.com for your free consultation today. Kellyanne is the owner of Grow Your Hair Back. Tell us what happens when someone comes in for the free consultation.
When you leave our clinic, you're going to feel hope. You're going to feel that we listen to you. And we will help you grow your hair back.
Grow your hair back with their state-of-the-art procedures. The only clinic on the East Coast that has their trademarked PAI multi-unit hair grafting hair transplants. FUE hair transplants and easy 30-minute PRP and laser treatments. Call 703-763-0118. That's 703-763-0118 or growyourhairback.com.
Good Friday morning, April 19th. Welcome in. Time now is 4:14 on WTOP.
You're listening to WTOP News.
And go grab the old popcorn. You know, it's time to go to the movies this morning. New on the big screen this weekend, Abigail, the story of a 12-year-old girl who is actually kidnapped. But don't feel bad for the girl. You should worry about the kidnappers because the little girl, well, she's a vampire.
Joey?
Yeah.
I'm sorry about what's going to happen to you.
Film critic Kristen Toto, host of the Hollywood and Toto podcast, this morning tells WTOP's Dimitri Sotis, while Abigail sounds kind of quirky and intriguing, in fact, when you first walk in, it doesn't come off too well once the movie actually starts playing.
Not so great. And yeah, I like the setup. It's very simple. It's almost like one of those elevator pitch movies where you can describe it in a little soundbite. And I think that's often a springboard to a great horror movie or even a good one. But this is neither. This film starts slowly. And although, you know, when you watch the trailer and you know the synopsis, you know exactly what this little girl is all about. But to get that reveal takes a long time. And I think that's a flaw in the movie. But once things really kick off, it's one of those horror movies where it's so dumb, it's distracting. Now, listen, I love horror. Dumb horror is certainly part of the genre. You know, it's the whole, hey, there's a monster on the loose, let's separate. Or, you know, I think the monster is dead, let's drop our weapons and leave ourselves unguarded. I mean, there's a certain bit of stupidity just baked into the DNA of horror. But here, it's just very distracting. It's relentless. And even the screenplay here, and again, you don't go to a horror movie to have a Quentin Tarantino-style screenplay and at work. But it's just not engaging. It's not funny enough. So this is a real misfire. I will say, if you like blood and guts, this is almost like told in Splattervision. Oh. Lots of gore, lots of FX. And I will say that the second half of the movie, once things go out of control, is so busy and so frantic. It's certainly not dull, but I think Abigail could have been better. I wish it were, but maybe next time, because if it's successful, we might get a sequel or two.
One of the production houses called Participant, a major movie studio, closing up. We're talking about movies from Lincoln to Spotlight to Green Book, Oscar winners and beyond here. What does that mean, that a studio like this would just shut its doors?
I don't think it means anything good, per se, and not just because it's a potentially a personal decision by the powers that be within the studio, but there is so much change going on in Hollywood, so much contraction, so much talk of the streaming platforms suffering and trying to make ends meet. You know, the box office, while it's mostly bounced back, is certainly not pre-2019 level. And I just think this is another sign, another marker that the industry is in flux. And I don't think that's great news, certainly for the people working within the industry, but it also could at some point really soon impact how much we see and the kinds of movies and TV shows we see. There's already talk that there's going to be less and less TV shows being made. Sort of peak TV is over. And so, you know, we've been very lucky to have all these different TV shows, good, bad, and indifferent. And I think we'll be seeing less new content in the years to come. There's just so much happening. You know, we had the two major strikes last year. They've technically been resolved, but there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes. And again, you know, this seems like a business story, and it is technically, but I think it's going to start to impact what we see on screens in the future.
With stuff to watch this weekend, that's Kristen Toto, host of the Hollywood and Toto podcast, talking there with our Dimitri Sotis. Quick look at the top stories we're following for you this morning on WTOP. Early Friday, Israel retaliates against Iran. After two hiccups on Thursday, the jury in former President Trump's New York criminal hush money trial is shaping up, and schools in Virginia are now able to directly pay athletes via name, image, and likeness deals after the governor signed a new bill into law. More in just minutes. You are listening to 103.5 FM and WTOP.com.
The Nation's Gun Show at the Dulles Expo in Chantilly, Virginia. This weekend, 1,300 tables, over 2 miles of guns, knives, accessories, and more. Shop hundreds of expert dealers to get your best deals at low gun show prices. Concealed carry classes. The Nation's Gun Show at Dulles Expo. New hours, opening at 1 p.m. Friday.
Friday until 8, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Advance tickets, coupons, and more info at thenationsgunshow.com.
Coming right up after traffic and weather.
Fighting substance use, Latino families in Montgomery County report they need more help. I'm Kate Ryan.
Friday morning, it is April 19th at 4:18. Ken Berger's with us this morning in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dean. In Virginia, southbound 95 around Centerport Parkway, you find the right lane blocked by the ongoing road work. However, as you make the approach to Warrington Road, the right lane reopens and the road work just over on the far right shoulder. Then the right over the Rappahannock River to the south is looking good. Then northbound 95, starting around Plank Road, Virginia 3, you're going to find alternate enclosures along the two right lanes with only the far left lane getting by. And this continues over the Rappahannock River. So by the time you get to Warrington Road, all lanes are clear for the right on northbound 95. And that earlier road work northbound near 123 out of the left lane, it has been cleared, so not seeing any major delays. On the Beltway, the out loop south of the American Legion Bridge, that ongoing road work has been cleared. All lanes are now open, so no delays anywhere on the Capitol Beltway, whether in Virginia or in Maryland, with all lanes now open. Indeed, the only thing we're seeing is in Montgomery County, and that road work is scheduled in the two right lanes on the way to River Road, but no current delays on the over on the far left side. We're told that the scheduled maintenance activity at the Wilson Bridge has ended for the evening, so you don't have to worry about that right now, with traffic running in fine in either direction of the Wilson Bridge between Maryland and Virginia. Everything is running just fine with all lanes open. Your mission depends on modern identity. Learn from leaders and experts at the OctaGov Identity Summit on Tuesday, April 23rd from 8 a.m. to 3:30 at Union Square. Register at octa.com/govidsummit. That's okta.com/govidsummit. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Clouds have been moving in, and your Friday is going to be mostly cloudy. This morning, dry with temperatures 45 to 52 degrees starting out. Later today, temperatures will rise up to about 65 to 69 degrees. Expect rain showers after 1 p.m. and through the 11 p.m. hour. Not a washout day. Scattered light showers expected on your Friday. And then will be partly sunny, breezy, with highs in the lower 70s on Saturday. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
You're waking up to 52 degrees at DuPont Circle as well. Germantown, 2 degrees warmer, 54 Annandale this 4 a.m. hour. Friday morning, April 19th, we are back down to 53 in our nation's capital. Brought to you this early morning on TOP by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning forever with Gutter Helmet by Lettner Home Solutions. 888-5-HELMET. That's Gutter Helmet, 888-5-H-E-L-M-E-T. Check them out. WTOP at 421. Good morning.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
Now we're coming up on a election year and we're going to be inundated. And one of the things I like most about TOP is I can trust their information.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
You're with Dean Lane on WTOP.
How many more times will you risk that slippery climb in and out of your bathtub? Instead, try a smart and beautiful idea. Convert that ugly old tub into a gorgeous new shower. A new shower system from PJ Fitzpatrick features a walk-in entry that means no more climbing over the tub. A PJ's shower is luxurious, surprisingly affordable, and installs in just one day. Don't just trust us. Trust PJ Fitzpatrick and their thousands of five-star reviews. That's big news. So visit TrustPJ.com for your free design consultation.
You're listening to WTOP News.
Turning now to an update this morning to WTOP on a shooting at an LA fitness center in Glen Arden just last week. Prince George's County Police arrested 24-year-old Nelson Ballard III. He's accused this morning of shooting a man during a basketball game at the gym just last week. Police say Ballard pulled out a gun after getting into a fight on the court. The man he shot was taken to the hospital. He is in critical but stable condition this morning. Ballard is charged with attempted first-degree murder, gun crimes, and other charges. A D.C. man has been indicted in connection to a deadly shooting at a Southeast convenience store last summer. 19-year-old Antoine Ulmer has been charged now in this case with first-degree murder while armed, assault with intent to kill, and other charges related to the July summer shooting. 30-year-old Charles Sullivan was killed. Ulmer is also facing an additional charge for firing a shot that came within inches of hitting another shopper. His arraignment is scheduled for later today, this Friday. If convicted, he faces up to 90 years behind bars. In health-related news Friday morning on WTOP, data on opioid overdoses shows locally in Montgomery County, 42% of the youngest overdose patients showing up at emergency rooms were Latino. WTOP's Kay Ryan reports Friday morning new research shows that Latino families, kids, and parents want more info and solutions.
Professor Amy Lewin with the University of Maryland's School of Public Health is the co-author of a new report that shows young Latinos from middle school through young adulthood want help related to substance use.
How you say no, how you understand what to do when people you know are using.
But being able to talk about it in an open way was a challenge. Diego Uriburu with the nonprofit organization group Identity says parents recognize they don't have the tools they need.
And they were resorting to tactics that don't work, like making threats, telling them that they're going to die, fear tactics.
Recommendations from the study include more cooperative efforts on substance use education and prevention with Latino community members involved in their development. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Let's talk politics. Friday morning, campaign 2024 on WTOP in the race for Maryland's open U.S. Senate seat. Democrat Angela Alsobrooks' campaign for the U.S. Senate is getting a major endorsement this week from the Washington Post editorial board. The board says the Prince George's County executive is the better pick, they think, over Congressman David Trone in the race for the Democratic nomination. They say that she possesses a down-to-earth personal perspective here and ample seasoning as a public official in her background. On May 14th, Marylanders will choose which Democrat will face off against former Republican, the governor, Larry Hogan, in November. Hogan leads both Alsobrooks and Trone right now in several polls. Virginia's governor signing a law this week that lets the state's colleges and universities directly pay athletes through name, image, and likeness deals. The law here takes effect this summer, July 1st. These rules were first enacted about 3 years ago, you may remember. They allow college athletes to agree to deals with local and national businesses that compensate them for advertising or personal appearances. At some schools, it has led to players actually being granted brand new trucks to drive throughout the season, for example, or other amenities that are seen by many as giving the school a recruiting advantage in the end.